Be'ezus Hashem, we are now beginning our Parsha class in Parshas Bechukosai. This week, the Parsha Bechukosai is separate from the Parshas Bahar because of the leap year, and therefore we're going to concentrate only on Parshas Bechukosai, as this week is our Parsha and is also the Parsha that we complete Sefer Vayikra with announcing aloud, Chazak, Chazak, V'niz Chazek. Parsha Bechukosai has some very fundamental aspects to it. We're going to begin with just the beginning, the aspect of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is urging us to go in His ways in order for us to be privileged to the many blessings that He has in store for us. As we begin the parsha begins with the words in Bechukosai Teilechu, if you will go in my statutes, Ve'es mitzvosai tishmeru, and you will guard my commandments, Vasisim osam, and you will do them. And the Torah goes on with a whole list of beautiful rewards that are forthcoming to the Bnei Yisrael who observe this. They will be blessed with rain in its proper time. They'll be given bumper crops. They will live in peace and security. They will have peace with their neighbors. If there's ever a question of going out to war, they will be successful and be victorious. And so on and so forth. The Torah talks about the rewards of obeying the Torah and following the commandments. Rashi explains on the word Bechukosai a very interesting translation. The word Bechukosai would literally mean in my statutes, in my laws that I've commanded. Yet Rashi translates the word Bechukosai as a command from Hashem to be Omel Batorah, to be involved and in toiling over the learning of Torah. And when a person toils over the learning that he is engaged in, then he will be blessed with the many blessings that Hashem has promised him. So the Orach Chaim right away asks the question, where in the word Bechukosai is the concept of omol, toil? Bechukosai seems to be a different kind of a word, a strange word that should be translated as omol batorah, toiling in Torah. Says the Orach Chaim that the word Bechukosai comes from the word chuka, or chokak, to carve out. The Rebbeinu Shlaim wants the Bnei Yisrael to have the Torah so clear to them that it should be like engraved and carved out in their minds and consciences. Rebbeinu Shlaim implanted in a person the human aspect of forgetfulness, and that was for a reason. The Rebbeinu Shlaim wanted the Jewish people to be able to constantly be engaged in learning Torah, reviewing Torah, because since the human behavior is to forget, if they won't review the Torah, then they will naturally forget it and they will not be engaged in learning. So the Torah gave a commandment in order to be privileged in the blessings that Hashem has put in store for us. Hashem gave us a commandment to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs, to learn Torah only if it's ba'amelus, only if it's with toiling and with being constantly involved with Torah. And that way, that despite the fact that we have a natural tendency to forget, but because we'll be engaged in reviewing the Torah constantly, we won't forget the Torah, and by being engaged, we will fulfill the mitzvahs of Limud HaTorah, Amelos B'Torah, and we will be awarded the brachas as a result. Imagine if a person never forgot what he learned. So he would learn something once and never be engaged in learning because he remembers it all. So Hashem purposely made shikha, forgetfulness, to be part of human behavior so that the Bnei Yisrael will be constantly required to be engaged in Amelos B'Torah, toiling Torah, so that they will be able to remember the Torah, and by that way they will be privileged to the blessings. The additional bonus, when a person is Omel B'Torah, he toils in Torah, is not only does he simply remember what he's learning and he's engaged in Torah learning, which in itself is a big mitzvah, but he is then given siyata d'shmaya. He gives heaven help. The Bereshit will help him actually to remember what he learns and to expand in his knowledge of learning Torah. And actually speaking, we daven for siyata d'shmaya in learning Torah every day. Right before Krishma, in the morning, there's the tefillah of Ava Rabba. The tefillah of Ava Rabba has in it certain requests of Hashem that He should help us learn and be devoted to Torah learning. Let me read you a few lines. We ask Hashem, please open up our eyes in your Torah, and have our hearts cling to your mitzvot, your commandments, and our hearts should be devoted and should directed to loving and to fearing your name, and so on. So the additional benefits of Amelus B'Torah is that we have Siyata D'Shmaira that will not only remember Torah, but will be able to be blessed with learning Torah deeper and deeper, and we constantly ask Hashem for Siyata D'Shmaya so that we should grow in Torah. So this would be one explanation in the meaning of Im B'Chukosai Teilechu. This is a very important meaning, and that we should be constantly be engaged in Amelus, in learning Torah so that we can remember Torah. There's another aspect to the pasuk of Im B'Chukosai Teilechu, is that Hashem is literally begging us to be engaged in the toil of Torah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, mentions that the word Im B'Chukosai Teilechu, the word Im, means that Hashem implores, He begs. He asks us, please be involved in learning Torah with a passion, because with the Amelus B'Torah, with Omel B'Torah, you will arm yourself with those weapons against the Yetzer Hara. As a rabbi, Harav Binyamin Kohn Shlita, explained in this Gemara, that we all are familiar that the Torah is a weapon against the Yetzer Hara. Our Chachamim tell us, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Hashem said, I created the Yetzer Hara, and I've created the Torah as an antidote. if a person is Omel Betorah, he will be privileged in fighting the Yetzer Hara, weakening the Yetzer Hara, winning over the Yetzer Hara, and by that he will be worthy of all the blessings that Hashem promised of a Jew who is engaged in learning Torah and fulfilling his mitzvahs. There's a third deeper understanding in the pasuk of Ibruchu Kosai Teilechu, which is also very fundamental. And that is, I heard from Rav Gifter, Rav Mordechai Gifter, that tells the Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, a whole interesting and new interpretation of the pasuk. The pasuk says, if you will go in my statutes and you will do my mitzvahs, then you will be blessed. Rashi says, like we said already several times, what is b'chukosai teilechu means if you will be omel b'torah. However, Rav Gifter explains the idea of chukos. Chukos are certain statutes, standard laws. Now there are certain laws of nature that are standard laws, such as gravity, such as light going in one direction in a straight line, such as heat rises, cold descends, fire always rises higher and higher, and so forth. These are all natural rules of nature. And we are familiar with Chazal that says, Imlo brisi yoimam v'layla, if not for my bris of learning Torah day and night, chukai shomayim v'oretz lo samti, the laws of nature I would have not put it into motion. Which means that to say, Hashem would make the world cease to exist. So Rav Gifter said, just like there are chukos that operate the world, laws of nature that are in place that keep the world in existence, Rav Gifter Zatzal said, there are also chukos haTorah. There are certain chukim, certain rules that a Jew has to abide by, that we have to follow certain behaviors. If Hashem is considered a rachamim, we have to follow in his footsteps. We have to imitate him and be a rachamim. If Hashem is a kadosh, he's holy, then we have to strive for kedusha. If Hashem is a chanun, he's generous, we have to be generous too. In other words, there are many midos that we know, we are familiar to the Yud Gimel midos of Hashem. Hashem, Shem, Kel, Rachum, Vachanun, Erech, Apayim, Vav, Chesed, Emes, and so forth. We are obligated to imitate his ways, his statutes, and by imitating his statutes, we'll be able to rise higher in Torah. So Rav Gifter explains, how will we be privileged to be holech b'chukes Hashem, to walk in the ways, in the chukim, in the midos, in the rules of behavior that Hashem set the world in a certain way that he behaves and operates the world with these midos. How can we imitate those midos and be able to fulfill the pasuk of b'chukosai teilechu, walking in those midos? Said Rav Gifter, Rashi says, b'chukosai teilechu means if you are omel b'torah, if you toil in Torah, you will be privileged to walk in the ways of Hashem, in the midos of Hashem. It's not easy to walk in the midos of Hashem if we're not engaged in Torah learning. So if we're engaged properly in Torah learning, that will be able to be holech b'chukeis Hashem, will be able to walk in His path. The Chofetz Chaim, and the fourth insight to Amelus Batorah, says a very novel thing. At the end of the Masechta, many of you might be familiar, we say a special tefillah. Onu amelum v'heim amelum. Onu amelum u'mekablum schar, v'heim amelum v'einu mekablum schar. We toil, and the goyim toil. Onu amelum, we toil and we receive a reward, v'heim amelum, and they don't receive a reward. So the Chofetz Chaim asked, why do we say such a tefillah? Ask any goy in the street and ask him, does he get paid for his job? Even though he works a hard time, a whole day, do you think he works for nothing? No, he'll tell you he works hard and he gets paid. He's also Omel. So why does the tefillah say, Anu Amelim U'Mekablim Schar? We work and we receive reward, and they work and they don't receive reward. Of course they receive reward. What does the tefillah mean? So as the Chofetz Chaim, let's take an example of a tailor. Let's say you go to a tailor, and you tell him, I want a brand new suit. So he'll say, listen, I have X amount of fabrics. Pick the kind that you want. The more expensive one will be so much and so much. The less expensive will be less expensive and so forth. So someone picks a fabric that he wants his custom-made suit to be made from, and the tailor says, come back to me in a week. So as soon as the week is up, the man is so excited to come to the tailor, and the tailor says, now put on the jacket. And as he puts on the jacket, and he says, this almost fits perfectly, but it's a little bit tight in the back. And, oh, the tailor says, don't worry about it, I'll open up the back, it'll fit perfectly in no time. Come back tomorrow. He comes back tomorrow, and he puts on the suit, and it fits him, but then he puts on his pants, and it's a drop too long. And the man says, I'm sorry, I am paying a lot of money for this suit. This suit doesn't really fit. And the man angrily picks himself up and walks out of the tailor shop. The tailor runs after him and says, I worked a whole week on this suit. Please come back. Let me finish it up. Says, no, I'm not interested. I wanted a perfect suit. And he walks away. And here's a man who worked. He toiled. But he doesn't get rewarded for that. He worked for nothing. But by learning Torah, onu amelim u'mekablim schar, even if you learn a piece of Chumash or a piece of Gemara and you didn't understand it, or you learned the Gemara incorrectly, and only a day or two later you find out the correct explanation, the time that you spent wasn't a waste of time. You get rewarded for every moment of Torah learning that you put in. So therefore, the meaning of the tefillah is perfect. Anu amelim u'mekablim schar. We work and we get rewarded even if we didn't understand what we learned or we didn't learn the pshat correctly. They, heim amelim ve'einim mekablim schar. They don't get rewarded for their amelus, for their toil. They can only get rewarded for their accomplishment. And if they don't accomplish, then they don't get rewarded. There's another explanation from Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron that explains that with Amelus Batorah, all of a sudden, your mind expands and you get to understand much more than you thought you could understand. As I'm going to read you what he says, V'hinei ha'yigia Batorah, hi ha'mevi'a l'day ha'saga. If a person miyagia, he toils in learning Torah, then it brings him to a greater understanding of what he's learning. And this will automatically help him grow. As he continues on, even if it's the nature that when a person learns more, and puts his mind more into his things that he's studying. He is by nature he'll understand it more. However, he bris kerusah Yisrael shelo tashav yegiyah reikam. We have a special promise that when a person puts all his mind into learning, there's a special covenant that he will be privileged to greater heights and greater understanding in Torah. So here we have several explanations in the first pasuk of Ibuchukaisai Telechu Vest Mitzvaisai Tishbu, and all boils down to Amelus B'Torah. When a person is Amel B'Torah, he toils in Torah, he will be privileged to so many great things. And having said that, we have to try our best to fight our Yetzer Hara, who doesn't want us to learn, does not want us to put our time into struggling and putting our mind to understanding the learning as best as we should. And we should be prepared for the challenge, as this is our place in this world. As there's a pasuk that says in Iyuv, Adam v'amol yuvad, a person is put on this world to toil. This is his place in this world, and he is put here for amelus, for toiling. And therefore, if a person accomplishes this, he will grow in many levels, in many heights of Torah, and will be privileged to all the blessings that are forthcoming. Have a wonderful week.